Time Warner Audiobooks presents Chasing the Devil, My 20-Year Quest to Capture the Green River Killer by Sheriff David Reichert. Read by Dennis Boutsakaris, including a conversation with the author and featuring excerpts from Sheriff Reichert's interviews with Gary Ridgway and Ted Bundy.
Prologue. The River. The Green River's birthplace, its source, is 1 mile high in the Snoqualmie National Forest and just south of a spot on the map called Stampede Pass. From one small spring, it trickles westward, gathering strength from dozens of mountain creeks with names like Champion, Wolf, and Cougar. By the time it reaches flatland, it's a steady flowing stream that in the springtime, when the snow melts in the Cascades, can run 20 feet deep in some places. The people who live in the mountain valley carved by the Green River have always had a close relationship with its waters. It was a source of fish and drinking water for Native Americans, who also used it as a highway to the Puget Sound. Early settlers depended on the river in the same way, and in modern times it provides irrigation for farms and pleasure to sport fishermen, rafters, swimmers, and anyone else who loves the outdoors. But even as it brings life to people on the shore, the river has long been a site for tragedy. In the middle of the 19th century, white settlers battled Indians along the river, and men, women, and children died on both sides. In more recent years, the river periodically claimed drowning victims, or gave up bodies that had been dumped by those who hoped the evidence of their crimes might be swept out to sea. My own connection to the Green River goes back to the early 1960s.